Welcome to the Forward Move podcast. I'm Jamie, your host. Welcome to season 3, Women Who Inspire Me. This season, I sat down to chat with amazing, resilient, and inspiring women in my life who are the true definition of the forward move. They were able to move forward from something in their life with or without it figured out. I hope their stories will not only connect with you, but encourage you to do the same. In this episode, I get candid about the topic of mental health with one of my closest friends on how her love for horses and helping others led her and her co-founder to start a not-for-profit equine therapy organization, Crossroads Corral, who has provided free mental health services to our community the last 9 years. Listen to how this mom, wife, advocate, and determined woman puts the forward move to use every day. I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Hello, Lindsay Brim.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for allowing me to interview you for season 3. You are one of the inspiring women in my life. So thanks for coming on. And let's jump right in. Tell me how first of all, introduce yourself. Tell me your age, how we know each other, and then we'll kind of dive in.
Sure. So I am Lindsay Brim. I am 37 years old.
Sometimes you sure about that?
Had to do the math.
Okay.
But I'm a mom of twins. I have 4-year-old twins, happily married, and I'm very lucky to have, you know, an incredible group of girlfriends, including yourself. So we've met, I think it was over 11 years ago now. I know, time flies. But as you know, we definitely just became instant friends, and I'm so thankful for you being in my life all these years, and having women like yourself also have helped me to, you know, kind of go after my dreams and go after things that I really want.
Thank you. Well, I think it's really cool. And I want to say, like, things obviously happen for a reason, and living this led life of ours, I know mental health is, you know, on the forefront of everyone's mind. It's so important. And I think it's just cool because even in the 11 years of knowing each other, we started out kind of tippy toe around mental health and like not feeling great. And then now I feel like it's between you and I, at least, is a very like comfortable and open dialect. And I love that we get to share that with other people. So I wanted to talk about, obviously, Crossroads Corral. It is your nonprofit organization that you started with your friend Julie. And I kind of want to walk like all the way back, take us back to, like, you know, obviously where you grew up, what your childhood life was like, and what led you to starting this amazing organization.
Sure. So I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So just a town right outside of Pittsburgh. And I lived on a cul-de-sac, and at the end of our street was a horse farm. So I started showing interest when I was like 6 or 7 years old. You know, anytime we'd go somewhere where there was horse riding, I always wanted to do it. And then as I got a little bit bigger, my parents finally took me over to the barn to get to meet the horses and talk about riding lessons. So, you know, my parents really wanted to make sure I was invested in it. So I actually had to clean stalls for riding lessons.
Is it because, like, your mom, she had a past with horses too, as well, right?
My mom always loved horses and she always wanted one, and her family always wanted to get her one, but they were never able to financially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is kind of fulfilling her dream as well.
For sure. Yeah. They, you know, and my poor father, he would much rather be boating on the weekends than going to horse shows, which is what ended up happening for his life. But, you know, he was always so supportive of, you know, of everything. So, you know, once
How old were you then?
I was 8 when I got my first pony.
Okay.
So I think I started like when I was 7 years old with cleaning stalls for the free riding lessons and all of that. And then, like, my parents couldn't keep me out of the barn and I could walk to it from my house. So it was very ideal. I was, you know, my mom or dad would walk me to the barn. I'd spend hours and they'd have to come and like drag me out of the barn.
When you were 8 years old, thinking back, like, what do you think, why do you think you were drawn to them? I mean, unlike, you know, a horse or a cat, which a lot of obviously is the normal, quote, normal pet that you have growing up, and a lot of children just connect with them. But why this like huge, gentle creature do you think that you identified with?
You know, I don't know what initially drew me to them. I just remember, like, I always had the horse posters. I always wanted to be around them. And I certainly did not know at that age the impact that horses can have on your life. And I am so thankful that my parents were on board with giving me that experience.
Yeah.
Because as I'm sure we'll talk about later, I mean, having horses growing up around them totally changed my life.
Well, also sticking with it, because I think also, you know, as a child, you kind of go in and out of, you know, what piques your curiosity and what you're interested in. So it's pretty cool that you actually stuck with something that was kind of like a childhood hobby. And now, obviously, it's come to like full circle into a job, really. So so tell me, when you started, I know when you moved to Florida and you relocated your horses and you met Julie, who is your co-founder, tell me about that relationship, how that started.
Yeah. So Julie and I, we both had our horses at the same barn. And at the time she had three horses, I had three horses, and we were both working full time, you know, barely time to ride. And we decided to go on a trail ride, and we just ended up having this super intense conversation about what we were meant to do in this world and how we were both passionate about helping people. And we both had very similar experiences growing up. She too grew up in a barn, had horses when she was young, taking care of many horses, and then also training youth. So she had firsthand experience as well of the benefits they can, you know, provide to your life.
Yeah.
And she's a very visionary person. And she was like, you know, this has been on my heart. I want to start an organization. And she had this huge dream of, you know, dorms and people would come and stay and, you know, this really grand vision. And I loved it. And then I kind of went back to her and said, well, I think we could do this, but let's like take it down a couple notches. So, so we talked about what that would look like. And we both were very passionate about mental health. This was in, 2015, or actually the end of 2014. So we were still having a lot of post 9/11 veterans coming back and, you know, hearing about the struggles to just get back into the community and get back into life. And that was really, really heavy on my heart. And, Julie has a real passion for youth. So we said, you know, okay, if we start an organization focused on mental health, we definitely want to serve veterans. We definitely want to serve youth. And we started researching and found equine assisted psychotherapy. And within like 3 weeks, we were flying to Texas to get certified to be able to do this work and work next to a mental health professional as a horse professional, certified equine specialist.
Yeah. When you think about it, like, what are the odds that, you know, you randomly get led or pick this barn stall to house your horses, and then you meet someone that's very, you know, similar. I mean, gosh, you guys even have been mistaken as sisters. You similar features. And not only that, but you have this vision that maybe you both, you know, always held in your heart, but never really spoke of until then. So that is really kind of just a meant to be thing. I feel like, I'm sure you guys do as well. So when talking about, you know, helping veterans and youth and women, what was really the goal around it? So you're like, okay, I'm going to start this, you know, this nonprofit, and Julie's on board and you're on board and you guys are both go-getters, but what was kind of the end goal? Like, why did you want to bring this to fruition?
So our vision for this was that any person who needs mental health services will have a place with us. You know, we're filling a gap, you know, in mental health services, because not everyone can go to an office and sit and speak to a therapist. Right. Not everyone can afford counseling. And honestly, talk therapy is not for everyone. And it's really especially hard for combat veterans. It's hard for kids, youth, you know, so we just wanted to provide something that people actually look forward to going to therapy and really learn about themselves. Because doing the experiential activities with the horses, you self-discover immediately. And the therapy team can see everything right away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
it's very tactile learning, right? Or it's an experience, which I think so many people are more on board with that than, you know, kind of death by PowerPoint or like that one-on-one environment. So definitely when you started it, did you guys have hiccups or challenges? I mean, I'm sure it wasn't all smooth sailing, but what were some of those challenges when you started?
So at the time, Julie and I were both working full time. And I'll never forget, my husband said to me, he said, you can't both work on and in your business at the same time. Someone needs to be dedicated to growing this organization. Yeah. And at the time, it made the most sense for me to step back from working full time in the, corporate world to doing this. So my husband was supportive of that. And I did that for about 2 years. And that was honestly very stressful. I have always been somebody who brought in money to my home. I've worked ever since I was 16 years old. So to become kind of like a one income household, was really stressful. And it also was hard on Julie and I's relationship, because I felt like we were never really seeing each other, because I would be at the barn all day, she would be there at night. It was hard to connect. So that was a big challenge.
And then also your friend is now your business partner, right? So you go from this relationship of like, kind of like writing buddies, and everything is very carefree, to like, okay, we have this mission. How are we going to execute it? And who's going to hold the responsibility for what? So I'm sure you guys had those struggles and strifes along the way too.
We did. Yeah. And, the beauty of it is, though, is that we really learned so much about each other and our personalities, because we're honestly very different. Our communication style is different. She's more visionary. I am more I jump in and do right away without having a grand plan. And so actually doing this work, we learned that about each other. So that was really cool.
That's an eye opener for sure, to learn how to effectively work together as a partner. And, you guys, the thing is that you have this common goal, right? You have this common mission, but, working with all different types of personalities, I'm sure, different things come up. So how cool is it that you're in an equine therapy arena? We're like, hey, let's use us as examples. So,
it came through, right away. And it was a lot of the work creates metaphors. So one of the very first activities that we did at our first training, we had to, get this horse through this obstacle course with feed everywhere. And the goal was to not let the horse become distracted. And, we had all these rules we could and couldn't do. And, Julie and I, we made up a plan and we stuck together and we got this horse through that. And afterwards we talked about, as long as we're shoulder to shoulder, as long as we know the plan and we're communicating effectively, we can get through our hurdles. We are strong. We have such a passion for this and we have such a love for each other. We can do this. And that's kind of been how we have operating, ever since.
Yes. And so great that you were able to kind of see that early on. I'm sure that has benefited not only the organization, but your relationship as well. Yep. When you guys have, like we all do, I mean, gosh, not just as women, mothers, entrepreneurs, employees, when we go through hard times, and when you've gone through your hard times, whether that be at crossroads or in your personal life, what has helped you with that? What draws you out of that darkness or that struggle that you might have internally? What are some of the things that have helped you?
Well, I can say I am so fortunate to know mental health professionals, because I get the opportunity to work with them. I encourage anyone, if you are, having any struggles, do not be afraid to ask for help, because I have personally found that there is so much value in just speaking with someone and taking in their perspective and seeing, what you can do. I've been in a lot of therapy sessions where I've heard, therapists counseling with clients, and I've kind of taken some of those tools. One of the things that I do, if I'm having like a really hard time, is, this might be TMI, but I'll get in the shower, and I will literally picture whatever I'm going through. I will literally picture the water washing it away. Okay. And if I want to cry, if I can do all that in the shower, let it wash away, spend as long as I need to be in there. But when I get out, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
And that has really helped me and act like to actually visualize that.
Yeah. To see it, because I think we so much, and you know, we internalize so much. A lot of us are overthinkers and it can just weigh really heavily on us. So I definitely love those exercises where you can kind of mirror what you're going through, or like the shower thing, like you're envisioning it being swept away, you know, with the water right down the drain.
Yep. Exactly.
Is that what keeps you moving forward? So when you wake up every day and you're like, okay, it's another day, it's another opportunity to serve people that are going through mental health, what keeps you moving forward? Is it helping others? I'm sure it's a lot of things, but what more specifically keeps you going?
It is absolutely the impact we're making on other people. Just last week I met a veteran family. It's funny how people come into your life. I was looking for a refrigerator for our new farm, and it just so happens the person I wanted to buy the refrigerator from is a combat veteran. And he ended up donating the fridge to us, which was incredible, but brought his whole family. He has two small boys. He has a wife who's actually becoming a social worker because of her experience. He shared with me right away, he is a combat veteran with PTSD. And when they came to the farm, you know, because just to show them the horses and just let them be out there. And it was incredible. The wife was in tears when I was telling her how we serve veterans at no charge to them, you know, and they are signing up to take courses or to take sessions with us because, you know, and that's what it's about. Like, I mean, my days are long, you know, it's hard being a mom, it's hard working full time and running a nonprofit, you know, but it is so worth it because we hear the stories of our therapy clients, we see them. We know that we are making a difference. Our numbers every year increase in how many people we serve. And that tells us that we are
meeting, on the right track. Yeah.
Yeah. We're meeting needs. The one year we had a 300% increase.
That's crazy. Well, it's wonderful that you are able to increase, but also just astounding that those numbers exist, right? And it's way more than that, more than we could ever imagine. But I think it's up to us to do our part, right? I mean, not just for ourselves, but to help others and bring awareness and to let people know that they're not alone. I think one of the biggest things with mental health, at least for my own, I can speak of, is you get to a place where you're like, you think it's just you, and you know that that's your mind talking, right? It's not reality, but you just really think, okay, what is wrong with me? Why is this happening to me? And really so many others share in that struggle. And I think it's so important what you guys are doing at Crossroads Corral and how you're bringing awareness and helping others with your, you know, free services. And how does one support Crossroads Corral? So what keeps you guys in actual business? How can we keep those doors open and people coming in?
Yeah. So we, you know, I do grant writing, but really we are funded by donations and events. So, you know, if anyone joins or likes our Facebook page, like you'll see, I'm always posting different events or even online fundraising. And then, you know, we've been very lucky to be supported so much by our community. We also have horse sponsors. So every year we have people that help us to cover the horses, you know, feed and hay expense.
And how many horses are you guys up to now?
So we have 9. When we move to our new facility in October, we will have 11 horses on the farm.
Wow.
So yeah. And you know, horses, they're not cheap, but
they eat a lot.
Hay is super expensive in Florida because it has to be shipped from Canada, North Carolina, or New York. But you know, all of our horses have their own story. Some of them are rescued, and their own story and their own personality actually is what makes them so beneficial to our clients, because they choose the horse they work with. We don't choose for them. So you have to have a good variety, of horses for the clients to work with.
Absolutely. And I'm sure just like people, they have all their own little personalities, some bigger than others. If people want to continue this conversation and find you guys and support, give us some handles that you guys have.
Yep. So our website is crossroadscorral.org. And then we are also on Facebook. So we have our Facebook page. I do a lot of updates on there. That's really the best way to get in touch with us.
and stay connected. And you are offering free services all through your nonprofit, really helping veterans, women, youth, and really anyone who is struggling with mental health. Is that correct?
Yeah. So our programs for absolutely free services are for veterans and their families. And then we also just opened up for first responders. And then our other programs, so some of our providers can take insurance. So we'll verify insurance if it's needed. We work out a private pay, you know, if somebody is able to pay, or if we have scholarship dollars, we provide for free as well. So that's we great. Have many options. We have never, ever turned anyone down for a service because they couldn't pay. Because we're not here to make money. We need to sustain. We have a very large operating budget. We're here to help people. So,
and it's so good because I know, especially being local, a lot of times when companies or individuals donate, they really want to see where their money goes. And I think at Crossroads Corral, you're very transparent and you can say, hey, literally, hey, this supplied, you know, food for our horses for X amount of time. This gave us water for the entire summer. You know, different things that not only are tangible, but also go to the mental health counselors and providers is really imperative to keep you guys in business and keep helping people who are struggling. So I commend you for all that you're doing. I think Crossroads Corral is a wonderful organization. I think everyone should know about it. They should all go to the events because they're super fun and have a chance once you get your new location open, you know, take a tour of it. If you're in need of mental health services, definitely reach out. And thank you, Lindsay, so much for being a part of my podcast and helping us spread the word. And I know that you and Julie are going to continue lots of success. And of course, with everyone's help and support, which we will push through our websites and on the Forward Move podcast. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And I really appreciate all of your support you've given to us over the years.
Absolutely. Until the next event, shall we?
Shall we? Sounds great.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.